Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
All right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Bart Winkler Morning Show.
Hour number two of the Bart Winkler Morning Show here, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, The Fan. Again, Bart back on Monday morning enjoying his holiday weekend. Hopefully you're all doing the same. Thanks for tuning in. Phone lines open, 414-799-1250. I want to continue to talk about the Bucks, and is this the toughest year to win a title here in 2020? Would you put an asterisk next to an NBA championship this year in 2020? 414-799-1250. Also, it is a Top 5 Friday. We're doing Top 5 quarterbacks today. I see your social media reaction. We'll get to those lists coming up here in the next hour. We'll also talk some Major League Baseball Spring Training 2.0, a.k.a. Summer Camp, whatever you want to call it. That's underway right now. We want to talk about projections for a 60-game season. We'll do that with Ben Clemens from FanGraphs at 8:30 a.m. Bill Michaels immediately to follow, 10 to 2 today. He's got a great show planned. Dan Favalli, one of my good friends in the biz from Bleacher Report at 10:35. They're stealing Dan from me, I see. At 12:05, Ian Eagle. I'm excited for that. I'll be tuned in. Brooklyn Nets play-by-play announcer. I want to hear what Ian has to say about the Nets. The entire team is dropping like flies. Kevin Durant, we knew he wasn't going to play this year, so that was no big surprise. Then there were some rumors that maybe he would come back in the playoffs. There was no way you were rushing Kevin Durant back into a playoff. That's what the Warriors did last year. Well, he kind of did it to himself, but rushed back to get into the NBA Finals and then injured himself after one half. So he was never coming back. Kyrie Irving, he's trying to start his own damn league. DeAndre Jordan has COVID-19. The team is dropping like flies, so I want to hear from Ian Eagle, 12:05. Also does NBA broadcasts on TNT, NFL on CBS. In my opinion, the best play-by-play announcer out there. So I'm excited for that. 105, Kevin Holden. Wendy's Big Show today, 2 to 6. Also excited for that. Tim Allen in for the guys from the Wendy's Big Show who are off celebrating their 4th of July weekend. Excited to hear from Tim. Got to work with him yesterday. Talked a bunch of baseball. I'm getting excited for baseball. 60-game season. You guys remember me last month saying I'm done with baseball, to hell with them. Just give me the NBA, give me the NFL. I've completely changed my mind, of course. I'm excited for the 60-game season. I already told Sam Schmitz my prediction, 60-game season. Logan Morrison, who I predicted to hit 40 bombs in 162 games, I'm now down to just 22 bombs for Logan Morrison. Not quite sure he's even going to make the roster, but if he does, he's going to hit a whole lot of home runs. 414-799-1250, is this the toughest year to win an NBA championship? I'm making the argument it is. The players are making the argument it's going to be tough to win a championship. They can't really leave their hotel rooms. No home court advantage. So with no home court advantage, what advantage could you give a team like the Lakers? What kind of advantage could you give a team like the Bucks, who played the regular season the right way? Like, you look at the Clippers. I hate to rip the Clippers, and I hate to rip Kawhi, because I think he's arguably the second best player on the planet. I still go LeBron James. I got Giannis up there at number three. But they didn't play the regular season the right way. The Raptors last season did the same thing. Back-to-backs, Kawhi doesn't play. He doesn't play on back-to-backs. They use a lot of load management. And it makes sense because Kawhi has had injuries in the past. And their second superstar, Paul George, had one of the more gruesome injuries I've ever seen in my life years back during a summer game. And so I'm just happy to see Paul George back on the court. I thought there was a good chance Paul George's career was over. What was that, 4 or 5 years ago when he had that gruesome injury? I can't even remember, when he was in Indiana. So I get why they use the load management. But when you're a team that doesn't use a whole lot of load management and you give your fans the best product. Because when I pay $200, because that's about what it costs you to go to the Fiserv Forum, with parking, concessions, if you have a six-year-old like I do, you know you got to hit the team shop and you end up spending more money in apparel and on jerseys than you did at the concession stand. But if I'm going to pay $200, $300 to go see a basketball game, even in the regular season, I want to see the MVP on the floor. I want to see Chris Middleton. I want to see the regular starting lineup, and I want to see a victory. I don't want to see a team half-ass and lose at home during the regular season. But what kind of reward can you give these teams that played the regular season the right way? There was a lot of rumors coming out that maybe they would take a chunk of the team's real home floor and put it in Orlando. I thought that was dumb. An extra foul given to one designated player. I guess I'd be fine with that because, I mean, we just broke down we're doing the regular season replay here on the Bart Winkler Morning Show, which we got coming up actually in about 8 minutes from now. First two games of the year even. Giannis, who's coming off an MVP season, fouls out. He gets in foul trouble a lot. He plays really aggressive. He doesn't get the superstar calls yet. He doesn't get the calls that LeBron gets. So what kind of benefit could you give a team that's the number one seed because there's no home court advantage? Everybody's in Orlando in a bubble, and there's no fans in attendance. Giannis talked a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's important. Obviously, if we could get the one person to get like a 7th foul, we get like extra timeout or a coach's challenge, so obviously it's going to help the team. The foul is definitely going to help me. But at the end of the day, we got to do what we got to do. You know, we got to do what we got to do. You know, this is what, like I said over here in America, this is the card that we got, that dealt us. So we just got to play with them.
I love Giannis so much, and we all have our crutches. God knows I have them, especially when you're broadcasting for 5 hours. But I want to do an over-under at the end of the day. How many times in this press conference, what was it, 40 minutes, did he say at the end of the day, do you think, Sam?
Oh, man. I would probably give it an over-under, set it at like 20? 45.
At the end of the day?
I'd put it in the 40s.
I want to play every cut. Not because I want to hear every cut, but I want to hear if he says at the end of the day after each and every one of these. 414-799-1250. Should there be an asterisk if the Bucks do win a championship? Let's say the Lakers win a championship. You know, it's all about LeBron's legacy versus Michael Jordan. So will you count this chip, this ring for LeBron? 414-799-1250. Dustin's in Washington, D.C. Happy 4th of July weekend, my man. What's up?
Yeah, same to you. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening, buddy. What's up?
Yeah, I mean, I gotta echo what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, of all the seasons, this is definitely not the one that put an asterisk next to it.
Right.
I mean, you know, teams are, you know, they're, you know, the season's been broken up. I mean, that team chemistry, you know, with, you know, not being able to practice with your teammates, you know, like you do during a traditional season. I mean, that just, you know, is out the window. Now, that falls for every team, but still, I mean, you know, it disrupts the season. You know, and then you don't have that traditional home court advantage. You know, you're in a bubble. You're not practicing at your facility. You know, you got the additional concerns of if you have, you know, older family members, you know, that, you know, it's another element that you just have to add on to, you know, additional day-to-day stress. So, I mean, the only way I put an asterisk next to it is, you know, if the Bucks are up 3-1 and all of a sudden, you know, Giannis comes down with the coronavirus, and the Lakers go on to win the championship. Other than that, you know, this is the hardest season, I think, to win a championship.
And that's a great point right there, man, is because Giannis, I mean, he has a newborn son at home. So imagine, I mean, right, his job is to play basketball. We get that. But if you have kids, or let's say, you know, you have a grandmother with high blood pressure, with cancer, with what's going on right now during a pandemic, it's hard to just focus on basketball. I know we think these guys are robots because they're here for our entertainment, but they're also human beings. So that's a great point right there. And I agree, man. If Giannis comes down with COVID-19, you got a 3-1 lead and he's got to quarantine for 2 weeks, I'm putting an asterisk next to that. I'm not counting this chip for LeBron James. I think that's the only way, though, that I would put, as Giannis said, the star next to the NBA champion this year, though. So I completely agree. Thanks for the phone call. Enjoy your holiday weekend. 414-799-1250. Again, you could tweet in at the show at 105.7 FM, The Fan. I mean, the Bucks, they did it all the right way. That's what I love about this team, is that in the NBA, I feel like every year we talk about why the NBA ratings go down, and I think a lot of that has to do with more streaming out there. I mean, the League Pass, I don't even watch on my regular television set. I stream it most of the time. But even the NBA Finals, why do ratings go down? It's because people are sick of the regular season. It's long. It's 82 games, and it really doesn't matter a whole lot. But when you have a team like the Bucks that's 53-12, and that actually plays defense, that's why I love watching Bucks basketball. I mean, say what you want about LeBron James. I love LeBron James. But the reason I'll go Giannis is the MVP over LeBron, Giannis doesn't take any plays off. On the defensive side of the ball, he hustles, he dives for loose balls, but he actually D's up. And that's the entire Bucks team, a 101.6 defensive rating. Nobody's even close to that. I mean, the Raptors, they play the regular season the right way, I would argue, too, now that Kawhi's gone and they don't have to use a whole bunch of load management. They actually defend every night. But I just love watching Bucks basketball. I think they're everything that's right with the league. We got another Bucks recap coming your way here shortly. I want to get back to more of Giannis's comments at the end of the day. He also talked about how it's good to spend time with his kid and, you know, being apart, it's going to be something new. I mean, that's the thing that I don't think that a lot of us are talking about, is that these are also human beings. They have families, they have wives, they have children. Like, Giannis has a newborn baby. It's tough to just leave for a couple weeks. If you've ever done it, I mean, you know how that goes. You're worried, your wife's calling you. Babies are tough. One day they just sit there and they're giggling and they're having a good old time. The next day it's nothing but crying, teething. God forbid the baby gets a temperature and then you're in Orlando, your family's in Milwaukee. It could be a scary situation. And so I think that it's at times it's going to be hard for some of these guys to concentrate on nothing but basketball, everything that's going on in the world right now, the protests. Guys like George Hill talked about that. Right now it's hard for me to focus just on basketball. There's a lot going on. I mean, there's a pandemic going on. We're in the middle of a pandemic. I think people do forget. So Giannis talked a little bit about spending time with the newborn baby, with his girlfriend, and with the family. I mean, Giannis, that's a guy that's working on his game all year long. So what's he been up to?
Obviously, being a new father, you know, I've had the opportunity now for months to being able to, you know, see my son grow and be around him, because, like, if the season was still, like, we were still playing, I'll probably miss a lot. So, you know, I'm extremely blessed that I had the opportunity to spend a lot of time with my son. Obviously, going to Orlando is going to be really tough for everybody, because we're not going to be able to see our family for a few weeks. So we got to be, like, you know, we got to be prepared for that, because I don't know if, like, we play, like, we travel so much, but, you know, even on the road, you can bring your family. We, you know, travel for 7 days, and, you know, after a week you see them again, but now just going in there for like a month or a month and a half before you see your family is going to be tough. But, you know, I've done this in FIBA before. I've traveled to China, I've traveled to France and stayed for 2-3 weeks in a hotel just playing basketball. Obviously, it's tough. Like, when we go there for 2 weeks, 3 weeks in FIBA, it's really tough. I can imagine going there for 3 months. I think, you know, the game is going to be played mentally a lot. Not being able to see your family, you know, being there for 3 months, playing games with no fans. So it's going to be like, it's going to be mental. You got to push yourself through this. But at the end of the day, you know, I've heard a lot of people say that, you know, there's going to be, how you guys say, the start next to this championship. I feel like, at the end of the day, this is going to be the toughest, like, championship you could ever win, you know, because, like, the circumstances are really, really tough right now. So whoever wants it more is going to be able to go out there and take it.
Well, we're definitely hitting the over on the at the end of the day phrase, because there was just three just in that one cut right there. But, I mean, it's a great point. So when my son's 6 years old now. When we had our son, my wife was working. She still works for Apple. But like for her new job, the initiation process, you have to go through a 1.5 month, 45-day training period where we were living in Iowa at the time, and they flew my wife out to California. And we just had our son. He was 4 months. And so my wife had to leave, and there was no way of getting around it. So I had to stay home while working with a newborn baby. And at this point, I didn't even know how to change diapers. And she was calling me like every single day, crying, obviously missing her family. It was a long time to be away from us. Well, from my son. She probably didn't miss me a whole lot, and I really wouldn't blame her. But, I mean, still, she was like in tears every single day. It was tough to be away from a baby. And you could say, well, that's your wife, that's not you. I mean, my son is actually back home right now. He's been gone for like 3 days. Day one, I miss him. Or day one, actually, I'm relieved. I need him out of my hair, especially during a quarantine. We've been literally like on top of each other. Like I call him my shadow. He's following me everywhere around the house. But now it's day three, day four. I start to miss him a little bit. Imagine having to be away from your family a couple weeks. And I get it. They're millionaires. It's their job. soldiers do it, whatever excuse you're going to throw at me, but they're still human beings, you know? Like, they're here for our entertainment. They're pro athletes, but they're human beings. They have families, and they have lives, and they probably don't want to just pick up and go live in a bubble. That's why I think maybe this benefits some of the younger teams. Like, if you look at Philadelphia, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, when I'm 22, 23 years old, I probably want to go away for a couple months and do nothing but play basketball. Because what else are you really doing? You know, you're going to have the whole offseason, because then you don't start next year until December because the league will obviously be delayed. So you'll have time to vacation and whatnot. Now, I know the NBA players like to have their summers off. What are you going to do in October, November? I'd rather take my vacation, obviously, in July, in August, and even, you know, early September than November, December when it's cold out. But still, I think this may benefit some of the younger teams, younger players, because they're not leaving families, most of them. You know, you're just going, you're playing basketball. Like a guy like Damian Lillard was talking about that. Like, I sit at home, I record a mixtape here and there. He's also a rapper, people forget. And he plays PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4. And then he goes out and plays basketball. That's what we did. Like, when you play traveling basketball growing up, if you play AAU or Summer League, you're pretty much gone all summer, living in hotels, just hanging out with, you know, your 11, 12 teammates. But when you get, if you're Kyle Korver or you're George Hill, you know, the Bucks have a lot of veterans on these teams. It's tougher to leave your family, in my opinion, at least. 414-799-1250, would you put an asterisk next to the Bucks if they do win a championship this year? One more cut I wanted to get to before we get to our Bucks recap. We keep talking about the product, what it's going to look like. All these players have been sitting at home, now able to get into the facilities and work out a little bit. But what's the product going to look like? Giannis says he does expect the players to play hard. That was the other question that I had when this restart began. So if you're the Washington Wizards, are you going to go 100%? You have no legit shot at winning a title. You probably don't even have a shot to get, I mean, you're going to, you know, to get into the play-in tournament, to make the postseason. If you're the Sacramento Kings, hell, even if you are, I'll use an example, the Orlando Magic. Like, how hard are these guys going to go? You don't want to risk injury, especially if you have upcoming free agency. Like, if you're a free agent next year or in 2 years, hell, if you're Giannis, like, what if Giannis was to get injured? The Bucks, I mean, I would assume would still offer him the Supermax because he's the MVP of the league, about to be a two-time MVP. But for guys coming up on contract years, you probably don't want to risk injury. You don't want to risk getting sick. That's why some guys will probably end up sitting out. So does Giannis expect everybody to go hard? And what does he expect the product to look like after months off?
Obviously, I think, like, once we get to Orlando, like, you know, the level of basketball, like, a lot of guys going to go full speed because, you know, a lot of players miss basketball. But I don't think, like, don't expect in the first game or second game or third game, guys going to be 100%. You know, guys going to be rusty. You're going to see, like, a lot of balls, people throwing the ball through the stands or turnovers. Like, you're going to see that. But I think as we move forward, as guys get more comfortable, you know, the level of basketball and it's gonna get better, his game.
And that's why I'm glad that they're coming back with some regular season. And I get all that has to really do with is, I mean, they want the revenue, they want the money, they don't want to lose out on all those games. But I'm glad that we'll be able to ease these guys back into it, because when guys just try to rush back into playoff action, like you saw with Kevin Durant last year, you risk serious injury. We'll come back. We'll do our Bucks recap. We'll hear more from Giannis. Also, Coach Bud talking to the media. We're going to do a lot of Bucks today. We got plenty of time to talk baseball. We'll do that in the 8 a.m. hour. It is a Top 5 Friday. We will get to our quarterbacks. I got my list. Sam's got his list. I would love to hear yours. Is Aaron Rodgers still a Top 5 quarterback? I keep hearing all these different analysts say no, no, no. Chris Sims had him number 3, which I was a little disappointed in, actually, because that's the only other guy I feel on this planet that defends Aaron Rodgers the same way I do. My local role as Aaron Rodgers apologist continues here on The Fan coming up in the 9 a.m. hour. We're talking more Bucks basketball, recapping the regular season. We haven't seen Bucks basketball in a while, so we'll help you remember up next here on The Fan. Show here, 105.7 FM, The Fan, Ryan Horvath in for Bart, who will be back on Monday morning, bright and early, 6 to 10. 414-799-1250. Top 5 Friday. We're doing top 5 quarterbacks in the league right now. We'll also talk some Brewers baseball. Coming up at 8:30 a.m., we'll talk with Ben Clemens from FanGraphs, try to project what a 60-game season will look like. Right now, talking Bucks basketball, we'll hear more from Giannis. We'll hear from Coach Budenholzer as well. But right now, it's about that time where we recap the regular season as we prepare for the countdown to the NBA return.
Giannis, how about that? What an unbelievable play.
The countdown to the Bucks return back to the championship.
Ever since Ray Allen and Glenn Robinson and Sam Cassell, we've been obsessed in Milwaukee to finding another big three. And with Eric Bledsoe and Chris Middleton and Giannis, EKG or Team Keg or whatever you want to call it, but are they really a big three? We can debate that. More about you, go ahead. I'm still asleep. But on this night against the Trailblazers in January, the Bucks coming in 34-6, they certainly were every bit the big three. 32 from Giannis, 30 from Chris, 29, and a couple of blocks for Bledsoe.
Bledsoe blocks and knocks it away from Carmelo Anthony. Middleton.
Oh, boy.
Man.
He's warming up Chris.
Giannis. There it is, the flex and the ball.
32. 29, 30. How do you guard that?
I don't know, man. I don't know. For me, it's easy to guard me, but how do you guard these guys, man? They played unbelievable tonight. He was knocking down shots. He was getting downhill. It was amazing.
What part of the court do you all not have covered? I mean, let's think about it, right? Eric getting into the paint. Chris can hit from anywhere. You do a little bit of everything. Is there a piece that's missing?
I don't know, man. Hey, these guys just make the game easier for me, man. He's just throwing lobs for me. He's just knocking down shots, so there's so many driving lanes. You know, they make the job easier for me.
Bled, how much fun are you having with this group? You can tell when you all are playing, you have this cohesiveness.
I've been with these guys 3 years now. It made me feel like it's home. And I wouldn't be with rather be with another group. They're special, man. It's just, I'm just happy to be here.
That's today's Bucks recap. You guys have a good rest of the show. I'm giving you the topic, do the Bucks have a real big three? You could also do that maybe after, is Pete Rose eligible for Cooperstown? Is Ichiro a Hall of Famer? What about David Ortiz? And I want to remind you to have a great holiday weekend. Oh, and also, fireworks are for kids. Stop lighting them off when I'm trying to sleep.
Oh, yes, the great Bart Winkler, who will be back Monday morning. What a smartass. We're not going to do the big three topic. We'll save that for when Bart does come back. We are talking Bucks basketball, though, and we'll continue to do so this morning. Still to come, we'll hear from Coach Mike Budenholzer. We'll hear from Giannis. We will hear from Chris Middleton during the Bill Michaels show today. You know, I think Colin Cowherd did a topic a couple weeks back, and it was all over social media because he mentioned the Bucks, and it was who faces the most pressure to win in 2020. Not kind of like how I'm doing right now, but he went individually, and it wasn't LeBron James, it wasn't Giannis, it was Chris Middleton, who signed a big deal in the offseason, who is the Robin to Giannis' Batman. He said Middleton needs to average about 25 points per game in the playoffs, which I agree with. He also said that Chris Middleton doesn't show up to big games, which I disagree with, and that's where I would argue with Colin Cowherd that he doesn't watch the games. Because if you go back and you watch the games, granted it was 3 years ago, now 2 years ago, against the Boston Celtics in the first round playoff loss, who was the best player on the floor 80% of that series? It was Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton owns Boston. Now, he struggled against Toronto at times, but I would argue the thing is that Chris Middleton also is the best perimeter defender on the Bucks, in the starting lineup at least, and guards the opposing team's best player. So imagine following Kawhi Leonard around. I think Chris Middleton will have a big playoff series. I think he'll be huge in the playoffs this year, and I think he'll earn every single dollar. Now, the guy that does concern me a little bit, and if you listen to the show, you know this, is Eric Bledsoe come playoff time. I love Eric Bledsoe in the regular season because he actually defends. He'll be all NBA defensive team, probably second team. When that list comes out, if it comes out. Great defender. Love him in the regular season when the Bucks just want to run. He could get you buckets. You know, he could dish a little bit. His court vision, I think it's improved a little bit. But in the playoffs, when it does become a half-court game, I still have concerns with Eric Bledsoe as your starting point guard. I think George Hill will probably once again steal a lot of his minutes, especially in the fourth quarter. I think Eric Bledsoe needs to have a huge playoff series, especially if the Bucks do advance to the Eastern Conference Finals, if they play in the finals, or there's a good chance maybe they move on. I don't know how they would do so. I don't know if you're able to trade Eric Bledsoe. I don't know if you'd sign another point guard. I really like George Hill. I think bringing him back was huge. I think it was the move of the offseason alongside picking up Robin Lopez. I think that that was a big move as well. I just like the veterans off the bench. You know, even if they're not going to give you a whole lot of minutes in the playoffs, if you play your starters more, if you shorten up your rotations, I just like having vets like Kyle Korver, like Wes Matthews. I like having those kind of guys in the locker room because Giannis is still pretty young. I mean, in NBA experience, he's taken some playoff losses now, so it's time for him to win his title. But these are still pretty young guys. So I think that Eric Bledsoe faces the most pressure. We'll hear more from Giannis. We will also talk a little Brewers baseball. We got all that coming up. But first, we got to get the latest on coronavirus from CBS News. Then we'll be back. We'll hear more from Giannis. We'll hear from Coach Budenholzer. Take your phone calls, 414-799-1250. Also, your social media reaction. Would you put an asterisk next to a NBA title in 2020? Would you celebrate it the same? Are they going to have a parade, if the Bucks do win a championship? A lot to discuss still here on a Friday, July 3rd, all on the Bart Winkler Morning Show after the latest from CBS. Morning show here, 105.7 FM, The Fan, Ryan Horvath in for Bart, Sam Schmitz behind the glass, Bart back on Monday, talking Bucks basketball right now. You know, obviously, never a good thing when you're dealing with a pandemic or a shutdown, but the shutdown may actually benefit the Bucks when you consider the fact that Giannis was dealing with a knee injury, the Bucks had lost three straight for the first time. And we're struggling a little bit, dealing with some injuries. Now, they've been off for a couple months. So is Giannis' knee fully healthy? Is he 100% for the restart?
Yeah, health-wise, I feel great. Full 100% healthy. You know, I feel like I'm ready to go. Obviously, I know that I'm going to be a little bit rusty. I haven't played 5 versus 5 in a while. But you know, I'm excited to, you know, get back practice with my teammates. I'm excited to play games.
So Giannis says he's excited, also a little bit nervous though for the restart.
Me personally, I'm excited. Obviously, you know, kind of worried and, you know, don't know what to expect once I get there. Oh, blackout. So yeah, you know, I don't know what to expect when I get there. But at the end of the day, I want to play basketball. I want to, go out there with my teammates again and win some games and, you know, go out there and play for something, play, chase a goal. So I'm excited and a little bit concerned too.
I mean, the Bucks were playing good basketball outside of the last three games before the shutdown, obviously, when they lost three straight and Giannis was dealing with an injury, but still, they had the best chemistry, I would argue, in the entire NBA. They had the highest defensive rating. Nobody's really even that close. Beating teams by about 12 points per game, taking care of business each and every night. So now they've had a layoff, though, and they haven't really had any team-organized activities. They just got back into the facilities a couple weeks back. So will the chemistry still be there?
No. I think every team in the NBA lost momentum. Like, everybody stopped playing basketball. You know, everybody stopped playing games. So I think we're just going to pick it up right where we left from. I think we're a great team, great players. We have great chemistry on the court, off the court. So once we, you know, start playing again, I think we're going to be just fine.
Again, 414-799-1250. If the Bucks do win a championship, would you put an asterisk next to it? Also though, if they don't win a championship, if they fall short, is this championship or bust? Would you be upset? You know, just are you just happy to have basketball back? Happy to have the restart back? Giannis talked about maybe falling short and how the team would feel.
Hey, that's life. You know, if something happened and knock on wood, you know, not able to go all the way, win the whole thing. You know, that's life. You just, you know, get better from it, learn from it, and, you know, come ready again next year and, you know, go at it again. That, you know, that's how life is. Sometimes you want something so bad, you don't get it. But at the end of the day, if you really, really put your mind and your focus and everything on it, eventually it's going to happen. So, you gotta be ready for, you know, both scenarios, win or lose. But I can't worry about that. I have to worry about how me and my teammates can get better every day, individually, as a team, and not trying to focus as much in the future and the outcomes. Trying to focus like now, being the moment all the time. We just don't see what's going to happen.
Going back to who faces the most pressure individually to win a championship this year, I think it would have to be LeBron James. I mean, he's going to be pushing, what, 36, 37 years old. He's been in the league forever. I think this is his best shot, maybe his last shot, to win a championship. Anthony Davis next year has a player option. Now, I would expect Anthony Davis to re-sign with the Lakers, especially the way that this season's going to end in a bubble, and I would expect him to be in Los Angeles next year. But I think this is LeBron's best chance to win a championship. He is getting a little bit older. He's healthy. So I would argue that he has more pressure. But Giannis has to face the pressure too now. It takes a while to win championships in the league. You kind of have to take your bumps and bruises. Everybody did. LeBron James had to fail in Cleveland multiple times. Did take the team to the finals. Some bad teams. But he had to go to Miami to get his rings. Michael Jordan had to get beat up by the bad boys, by the Detroit Pistons. The Bulls hit on Scottie Pippen on a draft day trade, and then he was able to get his rings. But nobody just wins rings immediately. I mean, you could look at some of the more talented teams that were young in NBA history, and they just failed to get it done. The Oklahoma City Thunder had Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden on the same team, and they had to blow that up. They never won a title together. Durant had to go to Golden State to win his rings. But still, Giannis probably does feel the pressure, especially when he's about to win his second straight MVP, most likely Defensive Player of the Year, too, because everything falls on him. He talked a little bit about that.
You know, as a team leader, I got to be ready, you know, because I think like a lot of guys in the team, you know, follow my lead. And, you know, my personal goal is to win a championship. So, and I got to be ready for, you know, no matter what the throw in our face or in our table, I got to be ready for that. So hopefully my teammates can be ready for that also. But, you know, talking with them, in a few days I see them in the practice facility, it's kind of hard because we all have different times that we can shoot. We cannot be all together in the locker room and all that. I feel like everybody, you know, it's ready for this journey. Obviously, it's tough. We all understand that. But as I said, they're ready for this journey. And as a leader, you know, I'm going to try to make it as easy as possible.
So a lot of pressure on Giannis. And then the final thing that we'll get to from Giannis, and we'll hear from Coach Bud next, should there be an asterisk next to the championship this season?
But at the end of the day, you know, I've heard a lot of people say that, you know, there's going to be, how you guys say, the start next to this championship. I feel like at the end of the day, this is going to be the toughest, like, championship you could ever win, you know, because, like, the circumstances are really, really tough right now. So, whoever wants it more is going to be able to go out there and take it.
Completely agree. I think this is going to be the toughest championship to win in NBA league history. A little ghost in the machine, some Slow Ride just playing in my headphones. Sam, did that just come through? Did I just hear that?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, I'm losing my mind. I don't know where that came from. So I would argue, yeah, I'm with Giannis that I think this will be the toughest year to win a championship. No home court advantage, can't stay in your own bed. Not to mention that everybody has to go through the same process. It isn't like only the Bucks have to stay in this bubble and the Lakers get to stay home and just travel to, you know, the away game. So I would argue that this is going to be the toughest year to win a championship, despite being in a playoff bubble. We'll continue to talk about this. We'll hear from Coach Mike Budenholzer next. He also did his conference call as well the other day. Still to come a little bit later on, Chris Middleton talks with the media, talks about how he's been staying busy, staying in shape as the NBA restart almost here. About a month away still, but getting closer. Spring training, too, going on right now. Players, we're waiting these test results. I'm interested in seeing what those look like, the COVID numbers in Major League Baseball, is I'm going to be optimistic, and I'm going to truly believe that we are going to finish the 60-game season and get the postseason. So how many games would it take to win the NL Central? We'll have that talk about that a little bit coming up in the 8 a.m. hour. We hear from Coach Bud next here on The Fan. Show here, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Ryan Horvath filling in for Bart, who will be back on Monday morning, 6 to 10, here on The Fan. Talking Bucks basketball right now. We just heard from Giannis. Coming up a little bit later on, we'll hear from Chris Middleton today. We're going to hear from Coach Bud right now. What's he been up to? As the Bucks have been off for a long, long time, but finally we are talking NBA basketball. Not just proposals, how will we get Major League Baseball and the NBA back, but we actually have a plan. There's games, there's a schedule that's set. Now we just got to get these guys into the bubble, keep them healthy, and get the games going. Coach Bud, talking to the media, he had some opening comments. First talked about racial injustice and praised Adam Silver, who I've been talking about. I think Adam Silver is the best commissioner in the NBA. What are Coach Bud's thoughts on him?
Yeah, I just wanted to take a second while you guys had Giannis. I actually wrote down a couple things I wanted to start with. It's important for me to start today saying a priority is to continue the conversation about racial equality and social justice. Today and every day, we must push to be better in our city, in our state, in our country. And I think it's really important, not just today, but going forward, that we continue the conversation. And then secondly, I just wrote a note. I'd like to give credit to the commissioner, Adam Silver, and the entire group at the NBA for leading us to this day in the midst of the pandemic. They have done as much as possible and will continue going forward to put the players, coaches, and staff in a safe environment, limiting as much as possible our risk. Thank you, Adam. Thank you to the NBA for getting us back.
I can't wait until the world goes back to normal. Although these Zoom calls, these conference calls may be the new normal, but when you're interviewing players and coaches and I hear that, I always think that it's me doing it. Coach Bud also talked, the question that everybody keeps asking, whether it's Major League Baseball or whether it's the return of the NBA, is this a sprint or a marathon? And that question was asked to Coach Bud as well.
Well, I think every team has unique and different kind of circumstances. I think for us, considering, you know, what we've done to date, you know, I guess before March 11th or 12th, whenever it is, and where our record is, and when you combine that with the 8 seeding games, hopefully that sense of the sprint is maybe not as not the same when we think about the big picture and we think about where we want to be. And you know, if you're going to use analogies, I think this is a marathon. The team that ultimately is the last one standing will have been, you know, in Orlando a long time, will have gone through a lot. It's a heck of a journey. It's going to be a special champion. And there is a sprint element to, I think, getting back and getting started. But I think to lose sight of the marathon, that, you know, it's just a different marathon. I don't know, maybe this is like, what do they call them, a half marathon or 12K or 27K or 25, whatever it is. So anyways, I think we're going to have a little bit of both, at least in our camp.
Coach Bud also talking, just last hour was talking about Eric Bledsoe and how I need to see more from him in the playoffs. I need to be able to trust him for him to be on the floor in the fourth quarter when it becomes a half court game. That's when he struggles in the playoffs. I mean, he had struggles years back with Terry Rozier last year, struggled in the Eastern Conference Finals, lost minutes out to George Hill. Coach Bud talked a little bit about Eric Bledsoe, also talked about the atmosphere, playing with no fans in a NBA restart.
Well, I think, you know, Eric has been so good for us and is so important to us. And, you know, I think he's as excited as anybody about getting back to the playoffs and, you know, continuing what we hope is a really long run. And you know, fans, not having fans is going to be really hard for everybody. They're so important to us. They give us so much. And the game is, you know, I think built for the fans. But, you know, I think Eric has a fight and a competitiveness that, you know, I think sometimes he feeds off the fans, and it's something that can really help him. But, you know, whether it's Eric or any of the players, I think, you know, the ability to just focus in on what we're doing and what's important and have, you know, very limited distractions, you know, maybe it helps our whole team. Maybe it helps players in general. And we certainly have, you know, high expectations for Eric, high expectations for our group. And we're going to have to figure out how to do it, you know, without fans in this case. And anything that helps any of us, you know, we'll take it if that's the case.
It's just going to be so weird to watch the NBA playoffs with no fans. Watching basketball, just hearing the sneakers on the court, guys trash talking. It's just going to be weird. But also talked about his leadership and how it's pretty much his job, really, to keep everybody safe, being head coach of this team, not only his players, but his assistant coaches as well on the bench.
Well, certainly I have to take responsibility for myself and make sure that I'm, you know, doing things that are healthy and wise, you know, for my own individual health, but more important for everybody around me, whether it be my family, my friends, my neighbors. You bring it to work, you know, the players and the staff. And, you know, so I think, I'm not sure if this was a question, but I think, you know, as a leader, it's important that I follow the guidelines that, you know, if it's time to wear a mask, that I wear a mask. If I expect other people to wear a mask, then I need to do it. And social distance and temperature checks and, you know, all of the, go down the list of protocols. If as a leader you're not doing them, then I don't know how you can expect the others to do them. So I think there's a role for all of us to play, including myself.
We keep talking about momentum because the Bucks, obviously the best team in the Eastern Conference. And even if there's just this crazy collapse in what's left of the regular season, they're most likely going to be the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, unless Toronto goes undefeated or something like that. But are they concerned at all about the momentum? I mean, they did lose three straight before this pandemic hit, but they were still the best team in the East. So are they concerned at all with momentum? Coach Bud talked about that.
You know, I think just generally speaking, we try to be really balanced and really just kind of have a same approach every day. We've had some times when we've lost two or three games in a row and we don't change a lot, and we've won some 10, 12 games in a row and our approach doesn't change. So I think momentum, while it's real and can happen, it's not something we think or talk about. And we're just excited to get back and get working and playing and, you know, participating in the playoffs.
We'll hear more from Coach Bud. Is this the toughest year to win an NBA championship? We'll talk about that. Still, it's Top 5 Friday, so we will go over our list, top 5 quarterbacks in the league right now. We'll talk some Brewers baseball in the next hour. But first, we hear from Coach Bud. All that coming up, hour number 3 of the Bart Winkler Morning Show next here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.